Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you, as in universe. Good morning, everyone. This is Karen Marie Campbell of the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop, calling you from Las Vegas, actually here from Las Vegas, not calling you. Well, you could be calling me. Anyway, today is a nice sunny day, and I am joined by my co-host, Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis. And Isis has a doctorate of metaphysics, and so she is the perfect person to lead us into an awareness and understanding of things such as today's topic, which is for the whole month, which is a divination tool called pendulums. We'll be discussing that for the whole month, and if you'd like to see the schedule, you can go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. And you will see the schedule for the whole month. We usually pick one topic, and then we have a series within the month of that topic. So this month, pendulums. These shows are designed to educate you only and to bring a new awareness. It is not designed to do anything other than that. Do that with a sense of humor. We do bring you information that you can research, and we welcome you to research it yourself. And just have fun with us. I mean, you can invite other people to join us, and that's what we like to do. We like to educate on topics that is often brought to Isis and our attention. And so what we set out to do is, in answering the question for someone, we realize there's value in answering it for others. And thereby, this is why we created the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Chat, which each month, again, we pick a topic. And then we do a series in that month. So thank you for joining us. So Lady Aset, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. Good morning, Nevada, and to the world. As Karen said, we're going to work on the pendulum. And like Karen said, a lot of people have come into the shop questioning us about the pendulum. And we give them as much information as we can at the time. But now what we want to do is choose a dowsing pendulum, because they are dowsers. But you have to learn to choose a dowsing pendulum that is right for you by finding one that appeals to your sense of color, size, and shape. A pendulum can be made from metal, wood, or crystal, with each having different properties. You can choose a pendulum based on balance. And I like my pendulum just a bit heavy.
Mm.
That's how I like my pendulums. Form, color, or properties of the stone if you are looking at crystals. Pendulums can be made from metal. And I know a few people that have made metal ones, and I got a couple of metal ones too, so it doesn't matter. It's what we're checking.
I don't know how to choose a pendulum.
you choose a crystal pendulum, each stone has a different property. I would recommend or get up that you purchase a pendulum. Each has changed the category of their best form, and then explore carefully your crystal at the end. There are many places that you can buy a dowsing pendulum. Or if you have the local metaphysical bookstore, which can you?
That's right. And also on our website, you can get a lot of pendulums on there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you may be able to buy one there as well. But there is no specific type of pendulum that necessarily looks better than another. It really comes down to personal taste. Finding one that works for you. For a beginner, try to find one that speaks to you. You're looking at it, or you can test out a variety to see which way feels better in your hand. And is the most responsive to a few basics to go quick. Now, most pendulums range from like $15 to $50, too, with the majority being around $20 to $30. But for a fairly low issue price, connecting the high silver to the down to pendulum is all about connecting to the high price. It's an item that will be used to your specific energy. So please, don't share your pendulum with a friend or family member. If they are also interested in learning how to use, it would make a wonderful gift idea. Wouldn't you think, Karen?
Absolutely.
I know you do. You do. Now, you're going to find a spot to store the pendulum. Many do come with a storage pouch, but it would also be a good idea to find a special box to put it in when not in use. Because if you're using a crystal pendulum, you know crystals are sponges. So you want to keep it covered as much as you can if you're not using it. You want an out-of-the-way place where others won't touch it. It doesn't matter if it's wood or crystal. As others can transform their energies to the pendulum, thus muddying it, your answers and not giving you accurate information. Any questions so far, Karen?
No, I got it.
You got it. Ah. Now, why dowse? Why use a pendulum? Well, the method of divining can be a very useful tool for answering many of the questions that come up in day-to-day life and trusting the answers you receive. And that's the point I want to stress. Learn to trust yourself. A lot of people don't. They shrug off a lot when it's their guides coming in and give them messages. So learn to trust yourself. It could be a fine tool. It can help you find misplaced items, answer questions about an upcoming trip, a new love in your life, health questions, missing nutrients in your diet, potential career moves, or questions about money and finance. A pendulum is fairly easy to learn how to use and does not require years of study to become confident in their abilities. Although, of course, just like anything else, the more you practice dowsing, the better you will become. That's like anything else. By asking specific yes and no questions, and also using percentage tablets to narrow down your responses, you can make quite a bit of progress on issues. This may not have been clear answers to you before. It will clarify a lot of things that you need to know. But you also have to remember, it's only a yes and no question. And whatever way it moves, that'll be your answers.
So Lady has said,
yes, darling.
We know intuitively the pendulum is responding to us at where we are in our vibration and our frequency as it relates current, being in the now, moment of our lives. So although we're using this tool, divination tool, which is outside of us, is actually reacting to what's inside of us.
Exactly.
So when we identify what yes or no as far as which way or how the pendulum swings, we then begin to ask the questions, simple things such as, for example, my name is Karen. So once I've identified my yes and no with my pendulum, I would then go ahead and ask it a question that I knew the answer to.
Right.
For example, I would say to the pendulum, is my name Paul? So once I had identified what my no was, then that pendulum should be swinging according to my no. And so when we go to use a pendulum, is only reacting to what you already know with inside of you,
right,
what the answer is, such as the example I could give when individuals are purchasing their pendulums. Say a good friend of yours invited you to a party, and something inside you, you can't call it a name, you don't know what it is, but you're not getting a good feeling. But it's your best friend. How could you not show up? So then at that point, I would offer to the individual, you already know that there's something there that you want to look at. That's when you pull your pendulum.
Exactly.
And you would ask your question to the pendulum, should I attend my friend's gathering? The pendulum is only going to react to what's going on with you in this very moment right now. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Of course. You know, I'm not the only one here, you know. Don't start, Karen.
I'm trying not to.
Okay, so, so why would you want to use a pendulum? Okay, a simple pendulum is a very ordinary little device, cute, and you can carry it with you. What you are doing is communicating with your higher self in divine guidance when you do it. You do not need to have any sort of spiritual experience to do this, as it will work for you regardless. One of the reasons that you might choose to regularly use your pendulum is that every time you develop another gift that you can use to communicate with spirit, your overall vibration will get higher. As this happens, the overall level of the gifts that you have become higher, and therefore they are easier to use. That's with the practice of using your dowsing pendulum. This is also a tool that you can utilize to aid you in making decisions about healing. A pendulum basically is made up of a reasonably long chain, as I said, from 6, 8, and 10 inches, depending on what you feel you want to work with. A little weight, of course, at the end. Okay, although I have a few pendulums that I have bought and use regularly, it is quite easy to make a simple pendulum to get you started. It is a very useful tool to have in your collection. And using a pendulum is very helpful to get accurate answers. So it's good to learn how to use them. Although I personally prefer using a pendulum H crystal, any sort of weight on the end of a string will work. If you have been developing any gifts, including any type of psychic gifts, such as clairvoyance, use a pendulum in combination with these other gifts to get your answers and guidance from spirit. Did you know doctors that are into the metaphysics work with pendulums?
No, I did not know that.
Nurses work with pendulums. Okay, these are the people that are above what they've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's a fairly easy way to learn it. I have been using pendulums for about I'm not going to say how long because I'll date myself. It is fairly easy to learn, but the key to its accuracy is the quality of your questions. Your questions are important. By learning how to ask better questions, the reliability of your answers increases.
So, lady, I said, give us an example of a good question to ask the pendulum.
Well, I think the best thing to ask would be the first to do your yes and no, okay? And that's if your question.
So let's go back for a second.
Uh huh.
And because this show is for beginners.
Yeah, I don't want to get too... Yeah.
Okay, we can go there, but we're not.
No.
A private session with
you. Yes.
Go and I go to a metaphysical gift shop like the spirit within you.
Correct.
I look at the pendulum. I'm drawn to one of them.
Right.
Okay. I go and I pull the pendulum. What do I do next?
Well, first you have to purchase it. Because it's
okay.
Yours.
I just bought it from the spirit.
Okay, that's better.
Now what?
Now you take it home. You take deep breaths. Make yourself comfortable. You don't have to go into a meditative state. And now you're going to ask that pendulum a question you know the answer to, but it has to be a yes or no. Not a when question or how question. It has to be a question of yes or no. Now, my name is Isis, but I decided I'm going to ask the pendulum my name, and I'm going to ask it my name, Dave. Now, that pendulum moves up and down. That's my no. Now I say, is my name Isis? And if it goes in a circle, that's my yes. If I ask it if I'm a female and just so happens, well, whatever question that it can't answer, it'll just remain still.
So what I've witnessed in the spirit within you, and it's always amazing when this happens, that a person will walk by the display and the pendulum start reacting to their energy, and it's amazing to watch what happened. So you and I know how that happened.
Yeah.
But for our listening audience, the beginners, what is happening when we as energy walk by an object such as a pendulum, and most of our pendulums are crystals.
Right.
What is happening between the human person and these objects?
Well, the incident of somebody walking past those pendulums and having a reaction from the pendulum, the individual has a lot of energetic, vibrational system that they can't control.
Mm.
It's scattered. Okay, therefore, whatever will absorb it, will absorb it. Okay? Not only that, they need to learn to control it.
Mm.
And we all can control what energetic fields that may arise out of our hands, okay, especially our hands, because our hands are receivers and givers. So you got to be careful. If you know this happens to you, learn to ground it and center it, and only use that when you need to use that.
So would that be something, if someone called the spirit within you at 702-658-2257 between Wednesday and Saturday between 12 and 7, is that an appointment that they can make with you as a doctorate of metaphysics? Is that something you can coach someone through?
Yes, of course. And as I was saying, Karen, before about pendulums being in the healthcare,
mm-hmm.
people will realize that holistic medical practitioners may sometimes use a dowsing pendulum for making diagnostics and determining the most appropriate treatment for a patient's condition. The pendulum is held over different parts of the body, and depending on how the pendulum swings, determines the location of the infections. The pendulum is also placed over a range of remedies. The medications that are most beneficial for the patient and are supposed to stimulate the pendulum to move in their direction. Psychics and healers have used pendulums since ancient times for divination, locating things or simply seeking the answer to a question. These pendulums were usually made from a crystal or a gold ring hanging from a silk cord or a light bulb chain. The pendulum is allowed to swing freely while a yes or no question is asked, but the direction of the pendulum swing, either clockwise, counterclockwise, or from side to side, suggests the answer. Held over a mat, the pendulum is gradually moves motionless across the mat. And when it starts to swing or drops, the location is recorded. This method is said for finding gold, oil, and minerals for mining, as well as to locate underground water, find a lost object, and even locate people.
Wow, I didn't know.
Your pendulum's powerful. I must have about...
Let's not get into I just want anything.
She's got to have free sex.
Not trying to understand that right now.
Yeah, I can't do that one.
So once again, this show is to educate you and bring into your awareness what other things outside of you, but it all comes back to inside of you. So we're just empowering you with a new awareness. If you like what you've heard on the show, follow us next week as we discuss and share with you how to charge and cleanse your pendulum. And we have a show, this show, every Thursday at 11 a.m.
Right.
PST time, 2 p.m. EST time. Go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe, to see our list of events that we have in February. Our biggest event coming up is Lee Carroll channeling Kryon. So please go to our website to get more information. If you like to purchase a pendulum, you go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com. Once again, that's you as in universe, not YOU. You click on the products link, and there you will see divination tools. Click into that, and you'll see pendulums. If you have any question or need any support, Lady Asset or I are gladly here to support you. If it's anything to do with the basics, that's why these shows are free. I recommend you go back to the archives, listen to them at your leisure. If you have any additional questions or inquiry about that, that's when you would make an appointment to see Lady Asset, who not only has a doctorate in metaphysics, but she has a doctorate in divinity. She also is a archpriestess in the Egyptian Mystery School. She is one of my mentors and who I go to when I have questions. And so I'm a practitioner under her, and it works for me. So if you have any questions, call and make an appointment. And sometimes people may say, well, why would I need to do that? here's the thing. Unless you're willing to invest 30 years in mastering and studying a subject matter and continuously wanting to learn, then you're fine. Go right ahead and do that for yourself. But if you're not going to do that, at least honor yourself by going to a practitioner who's not only certified in the subject matter, but is practicing it and demonstrating it in the way they live every single day of their lives. So please honor yourself. Partnership works really well. We're licensed practitioners, certified practitioners, who are here to support you in this journey. And so Lady Asset and I would like to thank you so much for joining us today. Again, go back to the archives, listen to the show. If you have any questions, give us a call. Peace and blessings to all of you. Blessed be. And you have an amazing, amazing day. Thank you all.
I'm strong.